Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, November 14th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Costellos. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating world of ideas and information straight from Wikipedia's vast expanse. I'm your host, Aloy, here to take you on a brief yet intriguing journey today. So, what do we have in the spotlight? Costellos, a name that, at a glance, might not sound familiar unless you find yourself interested in the niche corridors of personal computers and their rich history. Let's unravel the story of Costellos, explore its significance, and see how it fits into the larger narrative of technology and societal changes. Costellos was one of those quintessential American companies that seemingly appeared overnight during the fledgling days of computer retailing in the early 1980s. Situated in Northern California, the very heart of technological innovation, Costellos represented the burgeoning entrepreneurial spirit that fueled Silicon Valley's extensive growth. The company specialized in the sale of computer software, hardware, and peripherals, a broad spectrum for any tech head or hobbyist thirsting for the latest digital advancements in their time. Now, consider the society back in the early 80s. Personal computers were still largely perceived as novelty gadgets, and owning one was akin to possessing a piece of futuristic technology capable of changing life as we knew it. To place it in some context, the personal computing landscape was comparable to the Wild West, unexplored, thrilling, and ripe with potential, but also underpinned by unpredictability. From what started in a simple storefront could quickly expand it into multiple locations, transforming Costellos into a chain that began capturing the imagination of an emerging tech-savvy audience. Can you imagine the anticipation and excitement of walking into one of those stores, surrounded by the latest Commodore or IBM machines, not knowing that these contraptions were setting the ground for eventual ubiquitous devices like the smartphones and laptops we use today? Pause a moment and ask yourself this: how often do we consider the pioneers of such technological revolutions? Those small entities that ignited change by granting accessibility to computing technology, which was rare during that time. Disruptions, after all, start small. Speaking of disruptions, Costellos' story isn't purely one of exponential growth and success. It serves as a poignant narrative of how swiftly the tides can turn. The early 1980s were chaotic for tech markets, a frenzy of competitors emerging each day, titans toppling, and only those quick to adapt surviving the brutal volatility. By 1986, Costellos, like many others, succumbed to the rapidly changing retail landscape, shuttering its doors amidst financial instability brought on by competition and evolving consumer expectations. But the closing of Costellos speaks to a deeper truth about technology. Not just its pace, but its nature as a multifaceted tool. It alters our lifestyles, our workspaces, our societies, reshaping them often in manners unforeseen to us at the onset. This brings us to a thought-provoking consideration. How do you envision our current technological landscape evolving in the next decade or two? Will our sleek, ever-connected devices become relics like the machines Costellos once sold? And beyond hardware, what unexpected societal shifts might unfold alongside these technological transformations? Let's weave in a personal anecdote here. Picture that one family member who dared to first launch into the computing whirlwind, fueled by a blend of intimidation and obsession. They might have stepped into a store like Costellos back in the day, returning home with a bulky box that held the promise of modernity, a story just itching to unfold around your family's dining room table, sparks flying from curiosity, tempered by patience and the occasional technical glitch. As we draw towards today's conclusion, I'd like to challenge you, our listeners. Take a moment to explore the history of the technology you use daily. Understand the companies, the people, and the stories that have woven into the fabric of these advancements. In recognizing the past's intricacies, we foster a deeper appreciation for the capabilities we now hold at our fingertips. After all, businesses like Costello's, despite their relatively short-lived existence, played unsung yet instrumental roles in shaping the digital age. They remind us of the transient yet impactful nature of technological enterprises. Whether it's a newfound appreciation for those early adopters or a reflective pondering on the sometimes unpredictable ebb and flow of tech markets, think about the companies and innovations that inspire you. What might their stories be? Stay curious, keep questioning, and as always, don't just seek answers, seek understanding. Join us next time on Wikipedia. Until then, keep exploring, and remember, every detail counts in the grand tapestry of knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Costello's. Thanks for listening. See you next time.